Welcome to Amit Sehgal, Telegram. It seems like a day of stark contrasts, doesn't it? We're seeing everything from remembrance to escalating tensions.
Absolutely. It's a complex situation. We have Defense Minister Katz talking about the lessons of October 7th, emphasizing the IDF's role in protecting civilians, and then juxtapose that with Minister Goldenhoff skipping a memorial service due to safety concerns. It's unsettling.
It is. And the image of him, looking concerned, it speaks volumes. What do you make of that, by the way? It's a sensitive topic for sure.
Well, his team cited fears of having objects thrown at him. It raises questions about the political climate and the divisions within Israeli society.
I see. It's a lot to unpack. And then there's the wildfires. The torch lighting ceremony canceled. Unprecedented, really.
Tragic, really, especially on Independence Day. And those images of the fires raging, heartbreaking. It's a stark reminder of the power of nature, but also human actions. There are reports of arson and even calls for further arson circulating online.
That's disturbing. And then amidst the internal struggles, we have international concerns. The Druze protests, the situation in Syria. Israel is involved on multiple fronts.
The image of the Druze protest is powerful. Their plea for protection resonates deeply, especially given their historical contributions to Israel's security. And Israel's intervention in Syria to protect them, it's a bold move.
It is. A difficult situation all around. I'm struck by the interview with Brigadier General Ply, former Golani Brigade commander. His words on heroism, on the soldiers fighting with flip-flops, with boxers. Chilling and inspiring at the same time.
Yes, the image of the fallen Golani soldiers. It's a sobering reminder of the price of freedom. And Ply's words really capture the essence of courage under fire.
Got it. And the fire, it's just spreading. So many communities evacuated. The image of abandoned cars on Route 1 is just apocalyptic.
It is. It's a national crisis unfolding in real time. The fire services efforts, the IDF being called in to assist, international aid being requested, it shows the scale of the disaster.
Interesting. The Palestinian Authority offering assistance, too. A complicated dynamic, to say the least.
Absolutely. And then the image of the tanks amidst the flames, a surreal and disturbing sight. A day of celebration turned to ashes, in a way.
It is. And the calls for violence online, the arrests made, it just adds another layer of complexity to an already difficult situation.
It does. It's a reminder of the fragility of peace and the constant threat of extremism.
I see. And the image of that lighter next to the tissues in the car, a chilling reminder of the potential consequences of individual actions.
Indeed, it's a stark reminder of the power of individual choices and the potential for destruction.
It is. A day of contrasts, a day of challenges. Thank you for joining us on Amit Sehgal Telegram. We'll continue to monitor the situation and keep you updated. Goodbye, everyone. Stay safe.
Bye-bye.